Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Men Ain't Shit, where your host, me, Karen Sue, talks about how men ain't shit. So before we get into this week's episode, I just wanted to have, like, kind of a disclaimer. So I don't hate all men. I know there are good guys out there. These stories are just kind of my personal experience that I've had with men who aren't shit. And yeah, sometimes I agree, women ain't shit, you know, or people just ain't shit in general. So I just wanted to get that out there. I don't hate all men. I don't think all men ain't shit. There are some good guys out there. I know there are. But these are just my stories about men who aren't shit. And I think some of them are funny and they're also relatable. And I just wanted to share my stories I think they are pretty relatable. And actually a lot of people have already reached out to me and told me how they have related to my stories. And so thank you for all the support. And I guess we'll just get into this week's episode. So in this episode, I wanted to touch on the topic of cheating. And yes, I know it's not exclusively a thing that men do, and I know women do it as well, I am aware, but I just wanted to tell you a story of the experience I've had with cheating. So I've never personally been cheated on, really, but when I was single and still, you know, meeting people on dating apps and dating people, going on dates and talking to people like on Tinder and Bumble or whatever, I met this one guy on Bumble, and we'll call him Derek. So Derek and I, we were talking on Bumble, and he also worked at Disneyland, so we already, off the bat, we had a lot of similarities. So we were talking for, like, maybe a week or whatever, and we planned to meet up and, like, go on a date. And so, when you work at Disneyland, there's a database of everyone that works there. So online, you can access, like, every single person that works at Disneyland. So, you know, I'm a normal person, and I just want to make sure that the person I'm going on a date with isn't, like, a serial killer. So I try to look him up online there. And I didn't know his last name, I only knew his first name and where he worked, so I could try to find it that way. But I couldn't find him, which was really sketchy to me, so I was like, okay, that's fine. But like the day right before our date, he follows me on Instagram, and bingo, he had his last name on it. So, you know, I do what normal people do before they go on like a date with someone they have no clue who they are. I searched him on Facebook. So I was looking through his Facebook, and I was looking through his pictures, and I see a picture of him and a girl. And I'm like, because before, when we were talking, he told me that he and his girlfriend were dating for 4 years, and they literally just broke up, like, a few months ago. I think it was a few months. But on his Facebook, there was, like, a picture that she posted of them from 2 weeks ago. So I'm like, that's a little sketchy. That doesn't add up. Like, this dude literally just told me they broke up, like, a few months ago, but, like, this picture is from 2 weeks ago. So I'm like, homeboy, that does not add up, right? So I messaged this girl on Facebook, and I'm like, hey, girl, I don't know if this is your boyfriend, but I met him on Bumble, and we've been talking. We're supposed to go on a date, but, like, I'm not trying to be a homewrecker, so, you know, I gotta, like, let her know. And I sent her, like, screenshots of some of, like, our messages or whatever, and, like a picture of, like, his phone number, just so she, like, can confirm everything, like, you know, like, make sure it's, like, I don't know, I'm not being catfished or something. And she's like, yeah, we're still together, we're still dating, I'm so shocked and confused, and I don't know what to do. So I'm like, oh no, that is fucked up, like, what the hell? So I give her my number, and she calls me, and we talk on the phone for, like, an hour. And we're just, like, trying to figure this out. And, like, we were thinking, like, maybe, like, I'll go on the date with him tomorrow. And she can show up and be like, yo, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, this is, like, hello, like, you're dating me. I'm your girlfriend. But, like, you're going on a date with another girl. Like, that's fucked up to cheat on me. But we were like, oh, that's kind of crazy. Like, we shouldn't do that. Because she was like, oh, I don't want to ruin the relationships in case, like, I want to get back together with him or whatever. And I'm like, you deserve better. But, like, I respect that, you know. Like, this is your relationship. Like, this, I have no say in this. So I'm like, whatever, girl, I will support you, like whatever you decide, like, I'll support you. And so we're talking, and she tells me, like, he's done this before, like, he's gone on dates from people he's met, like, on Tinder or whatever, and he's had sex with other girls, and, like, the other girls have also messaged her, like, I'm not the first one that has messaged her. And so she thought that they had resolved this issue because, you know, it's happened before, but apparently not, because he's on, you know, dating apps again. But her reasoning was like, oh, he's young and I'm the only person he's ever been with. So he's curious and he's trying to experiment, which I can kind of understand because, they're like the same age as me. They're a little younger than me. I'm 21 right now. And this happened, I think I was, I was either 19 or 20. One of I think I was 20, and I think they're like 19, and yeah, whatever. So I come to find out that a lot of the things that he's told me when we were trying to get to know each other, that he lied about like multiple things. Well, first of all, he lied about him having a girlfriend and saying that they broke up, but they really didn't. And so also he also lied about like the reason I couldn't find him on the Disneyland like database was because he recently got fired. So, he was unemployed. And he lied about his age. I think he said he was 20, but he was actually 19. He lied about his height. He was like, I think his Bumble said he was 5'4", but he's actually 5'2". Like, he just lied straight up a lot of things. And so I'm all about like, girls supporting girls. So I don't want to go out with him. I don't want to go out with this douchebag and some guy who thinks he can just treat his girlfriend like that. And so I text him and I let him know, like, hey, I don't really want to go out anymore. I found out you have a girlfriend. And like I kind of confront him and be like, hey, like that's not cool, like I'm not down to go out with you because that's really fucked up. And he goes like oh, she's crazy, she's my crazy ex, blah blah blah. But like simultaneously he doesn't know this, but I'm messaging the girl. We'll call her Joanna. So I'm messaging Joanna and telling her everything he's telling me, and it's kind of like a crazy conversation because I'm going back and forth, I'm like screenshotting it, sending to her, like whatever, and she's like telling me things to say. And like he's telling me one things and he's just straight up lying, like how he said they were broken up and completely over. He was like, she's just crazy, like don't believe anything she says. But yeah, he just said they were completely over. And so she sends me literally a screenshot of him saying I love you to her that same morning. So I'm like, homeboy, you're straight up lying. You're literally two-timing everyone in this situation. Like, you're just liar. Stupid. Men ain't shit. Anyways. So, me and Joanna were kind of bonding over this. We're like, we're just bonding over how crappy this guy is. And, they've been together for like 4 years at this point, and they were each other's first, like, everything, like their first love, first kiss, blah, 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 all that crazy stuff. And so I can tell it was really difficult for her to let go, and I totally understand that. But I kept telling her, like, you gotta drop this dude, he ain't fucking worth it. Like, you deserve so much better. Like, this dude sucks. A few days later, I like let things simmer down. I stopped talking to Derek completely, even though he's still like trying to, pursue me. But I'm just like, I got my homegirls back. Me and Joanna's are friends now, so we ain't gonna deal with none of you. I know I deserve better too. Like, I ain't trying to get with you, okay? Bye. But a few days later, I'm at work. How I work at Disneyland, and I work at a restaurant. And this was when there was this new restaurant that was opening, so it was like brand new, and it was really popular. Everybody's going at there. So I'm just at work, just standing at my position, like at the podium or whatever, and I see Joanna. And we've never met in person, but we follow each other on Instagram and everything, and she like approaches me and she's like, oh, is that you? Like, Karen, I wasn't sure. Like, whoa. It was so weird. And we like both say hi and we like hug, and it was all friendly because me and her are kind of like friends. But she's like, oh, I'm here with Derek. And I'm like, oh, hell no, you still with him? Like, what? Like, it really shocks me. But she's like, yeah, he's kind of on thin ice right now, and he's trying to prove himself to me again. And I'm like, oh, honey, like, oh, like, she's not with him at this point, so I don't see him. But I'm just like, you deserve better. Like, drop his ass. But I understand. She's like super in love with him, and they have like a really long history. But yeah, so at this point, it's just her. I'm just talking to her, and I don't see him at all. But when they come back later for their reservation, she comes back with him, and I've never met him at all. Like, this is the first time I've ever met either of them. So when they come back, I'm just talking to her. I'm just straight up talking to her. I don't make eye contact with this dude. Like, this guy ain't shit, so I don't even make eye contact. Like, it's the most awkward thing ever. I was so uncomfortable. I was like, why is this happening to me? It was so weird. I just honestly think this guy just, he ain't shit. Like, I don't know him personally, and like they have a long history together, but like from what I've heard from her, like that's so fucked up. And she's like the sweetest person ever. Like I told you, like we kind of bonded over this, and we had like a friendship, and we talked on the phone, and she's like the sweetest person ever, and I think she deserves the world. And the fact that he thinks that he can do this to her multiple times is just so fucked up. Like, if I didn't have these morals and I, you know, didn't give a shit that he had a girlfriend, like, this would have ended so differently, you know? Like, I'm just, I don't know, like, I think it's so crazy. So, yeah, they're still together now and they seem really happy. So I'm happy for them and I'm glad they, like, try to work through their issues and hopefully he doesn't do it again because, in my opinion, cheating is, like, the worst thing you can ever do to someone. Like, that's the most cowardly thing. Like, if you're not feeling it in your relationship, you're just unhappy, just break up with them. Like, yeah, it might hurt them, but it won't hurt as much as you, like, straight up, like, betraying them and their trust. So I just, it's the worst thing you could do to, if you ever date me, don't fucking cheat on me. Like, literally, that would break me. I don't know. I just think it's so fucked up. So yeah, let me know what you guys think. What do you have done the same in my situation? Like, if you found out someone had a girlfriend, you were going to go on a date with them, like, would you have done the same thing or just not told them? Or would you have gone on the date? Like, let me know what you would have done because I'm really curious. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Men Ain't Shit Pod. So I upload episodes every Tuesday. So see you then. Bye.